Welcome to Rams Up, a Los Angeles Rams podcast. We are a proud member of the Pigskin Podcast Network. We cover other SoCal sports news of interest, but we're mostly about your Los Angeles Rams. I'm your host, Mark. Let's get to it. Welcome back, Ram fans. This is episode 23 of season 2, and this is our 100th episode. Hard to believe. And on that note, we wanted to let you know we have upgraded our website, adding a lot of new features, including the ability to leave us a voicemail if you choose to. We've also added a blog, some other features. Check it out, ramsup.com, best way to reach us. The focus of this episode, I am taking my run, my first run at the Rams 53-man roster, try to take a calculated approach to building that. I also have at the end here a little pet peeve having to do with writers, NFL writers, arguing that the Rams are in dire need of an edge rusher. Get tired of hearing that. Get through some Ram news here first. Rams are actually pretty banged up, and it's really due to all these injuries that they had at the end of last year and players trying to get healthy. Jalen Ramsey had surgery. We did not know that was coming. His shoulder, I guess, was pretty banged up. The Rams announcing, as if they need it to, that Andrew Whitworth might be coming back, or at least he would be welcomed back if he decided to. I think that could possibly happen. If the Rams have offensive line issues, injury or otherwise, late in the season. The NFL has announced the Rams training camp will begin in Irvine on July 23rd. And I saw an interesting stat. Todd Gurley still has the second most TDs since 2017. That's pretty incredible considering he didn't play a down last year. Just a reminder of how dominating Gurley was. Wanted to touch on basketball real quickly. Warriors winning the championship and then the NBA draft followed quickly after that. The Lakers draft pick, 35th pick overall. Max Christie out of Michigan State played 1 year there. My read on him is that he's going to be a little bit of a project with a big upside. Apparently he has picture-perfect mechanics as far as his shot, but he did struggle in his freshman year at Michigan State. But also a very good defender, big wingspan. So hopefully he works out for the Lakers. They need all the help they can get. The Cavaliers took Isaiah Mobley out of USC with the 49th pick. Johnny Juzang, the great player out of UCLA, was not drafted. He was signed by Utah, though. And I don't know if you've noticed, but it seems to be a hot topic. People picking their NBA five, their starting five, all-time five out of the NBA. Who do you have? Well, I'll tell you who our special assistant has. He's going with LeBron, Michael Jordan, Steph Curry, KD, and Giannis, the Greek freak. That's his starting five. Recency bias, yeah, maybe, but I kind of like that five. And did you see the ESPN documentary on the Red Wings and Avalanche? I couldn't wait for it. Tell you a little bit of a backstory. My son was playing roller hockey around that time as a youth. Fell in love with the Russian Five and the Detroit Red Wings, Sergei Fedorov especially. My son wore his number, number 91. And man, that rivalry was something else. It was incredible. I'm not even sure the documentary did it justice, although I thoroughly enjoyed it. If you're not a hockey fan and you don't know anything about this rivalry, I think you'll still enjoy it. Good stuff. Good job by ESPN. So we'll be back in a minute with my stab at the Rams 53-man roster. I know way too early, but it's going to be fun. Hockey fans, the pursuit of the Stanley Cup is on. Looking to turn a small bet into a big payday? Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code TPPN. Bet $5 on any NHL team to win and get $100 in free bets no matter what. That's code TPPN at DraftKings Sportsbook an official sports betting partner of the NHL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. So as I mentioned at the top of this episode, I'm going to make my first run at the Rams 53-man roster for 2022. Tom Kortz was on a few weeks ago and he took a shot at it. I think he did a pretty good job. I did not go back and look at his results. Didn't want that to flavor mine at all. This is a fresh look at it from my perspective. Obviously way too early to be doing this, but it's always fun to give it a try. First of all, I want to run down some key players that are gone, that are not going to be on this list, obviously, but kind of gives you some insight into who needs to be replaced. Gone are cornerbacks Darius Williams and Dante Dion, as well as safety Eric Weddle, who came on to replace Jordan Fuller for the most part. Taylor Rapp was banged up as well. Sebastian Joseph Day, the defensive lineman, and Troy Reader, the inside linebacker, both moved on to the Chargers, cross town. Von Miller and Ogbonio Okoronkwo, both significant contributors off the edge, they are gone, as are Austin Corbett and Andrew Whitworth, although we've heard rumblings that Whitworth could return. And I kind of thought that might be the case if something negative happens along that offensive line, especially late in the year during a playoff run. Would not be surprised to see Andrew Whitworth come back. I mean, he's going to be hanging around that offensive line group anyways, and I suspect he'll stay in shape. Running back Sony Michel is gone, as is punter Johnny Hecker and a slew of other guys. Those are the main ones, though. So let's get started on this roster. Now, I'm going to start with the guys that I feel like are sure things, more or less. There's really very few true sure things, but at this point, I think this is a good way to start. The guys that I think, in all likelihood, are going to be on this roster. Some of them are certainties and others maybe not so much, but I'm checking them off as sure things. Let's start off with cornerbacks. I see four guys I'm penciling in as sure things. David Long, Jalen Ramsey, Troy Hill, the free agent coming back to Los Angeles, and the rookie Tacoby Durant. Two guys we'll talk about a little bit later, Darion Kendrick and Robert Rochelle. Not penciling them in quite yet, though. Four safeties, Terrell Burgess, Taylor Rapp, Nick Scott, and Jordan Fuller. I would not be surprised if there is a trade involving one of these guys, and you can probably guess who. One guy I'm counting out of this group is Blake Countess. Two guys we'll talk about a little bit later, Russ Yeast, the rookie, and Jake Gervais, who just keeps hanging around. Last guy to consider for this group, and we'll make that decision in a couple minutes here, does Quentin Lake make this roster? He probably does, but let's wait on that for a minute and get through some other roster decisions. Defensive line, I see all six guys from last year entrenched in this 53-man roster. Aaron Donald, Greg Gaines, and A'shaun Robinson, the starters, backed up by Bobby Brown III, Marquise Copeland, and Michael Hoyt. Two guys that I think will be left outside looking in, the undrafted rookie Elijah Garcia and second-year player Ernest Brown. Inside linebacker, I'm going to list three guys here for sure, Trevin Howard, Ernest Jones, and Bobby Wagner. Bobby Wagner, the free agent. We'll talk about another two guys in a minute, Christian Roseboom and Jake Hummel. On the edge, outside linebacker, call him what you will, Justin Hollins, Leonard Floyd, Chris Garrett, and Terrell Lewis. I'm penciling them in. We'll talk about Daniel Hardy in a moment. And offensive line, I've got six guys I'm penciling in as part of this 53-man roster. Feel pretty strong about this, and most of you will agree. Brian Allen, David Edwards, Rob Havenstein, the rookie Logan Bress, Joseph Noteboom, our new starting left tackle, I assume, and Coleman Shelton. Rams are going to have some decisions to make after that, though, to get to 9 offensive linemen. That's what I want to roll with. So you got Chandler Brewer, A.J. Jackson, A.J. Okuri, Tremaine Ankrum, and Bobby Evans, among others, to choose from. We'll deal with that a little bit later. I'm going to have to find 3 guys. I'm going to have to narrow this down to 3 guys out of that group. And Matthew Stafford, the quarterback. We'll talk about the second and or third quarterbacks later on. And 3 running backs, Cam Akers, Daryl Henderson, and Kyren Williams. That leaves Jake Funk outside looking in, at least for now. We'll get back to him in a second. Tight ends, I think Bryson Hopkins and Tyler Higbee will be on this roster for sure. Wide receivers, pretty clear. Cooper Kupp, Van Jefferson, Allen Robinson will be on this roster. Robinson, the key free agent acquisition. And we'll write in Ben Skowronek. A couple more guys we'll talk about later, Tutu Atwell and Brandon Powell. Powell also a punt returner, and Atwell obviously has that skill set too. And then 3 special teamers. The long snapper, Matt Orzech, the kicker, Matt Gay, and the punter. You know, I'm just going to hand this job to Cameron Dicker right now over Riley Dixon. Not going to spend a lot of time on this. It'll be a camp battle between those two. And why am I picking Dicker? I think the advantage Dicker has is that as a punter, he can also kick. And I see the Rams using him for kickoffs and potentially long field goals. That versatility earns him the job over Riley Dixon. So that puts us at 40 players. Let's go down the remaining guys that I've mentioned already, guys that are on the bubble. I need 13 more players, 13 slots to fill. Let's look at Daniel Hardy. Does he make the team? And I think he does. The reason I think he does is Terrell Lewis has a history of injuries. Justin Hollins does too. Chris Garrett, somewhat unproven. So they bring Daniel Hardy on. They keep him as the 5th edge outside linebacker guy. I'm going to have 5 cornerbacks on this team. In the modern NFL, you need 5 cornerbacks. I really believe that. The Rams are going to need 5 cornerbacks, and it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle between Darion Kendrick and Robert Rochelle. I'm predicting Robert Rochelle to win and become the Rams' 5th cornerback. I also think the Rams are going to keep 5 safeties. Yes, 5 safeties, 10 DBs altogether. I'd already mentioned Blake Countess and Jake Gervais. I think they're both on the outs. I think the Rams keep Quentin Lake, though. I'm handing that job to Quentin Lake. And that takes care of our secondary. I kind of dodged the question about the 3 quarterbacks, the 2nd and 3rd quarterback. Who would they be? I think they keep Bryce Perkins and John Wolford. If it were up to me, I would keep only 1. But the Rams proved me wrong last year, so I'm going to roll with 3 quarterbacks. Both of them make the team. And offensive line, what do we do with these guys? There are some good players here. Chandler Brewer, Tremaine Ankrum. Those are the 2 that I think do not make this roster. I think they keep A.J. Jackson, A.J. Okuri, and Bobby Evans. I remember, Bobby Evans was looking like he's going to be the starting guard, one of the starting guards last year, and then Brian Allen showed up. And they bumped Corbett to the right side, cost Bobby Evans a starting job. So I think they bring Bobby Evans back and the 2 AJs. Wide receiver, Tutu Atwell and Brandon Powell, 2 guys that can return punts. The difference being Powell has actually done it quite successfully. Atwell could not stay healthy. I think they both end up on this roster, though. They're not going to give up on Tutu Atwell, and they need Powell in the return game. So both of them come back. Jacob Harris, I think his versatility earns him a roster spot over Kendall Blanton. Harris can play outside more, as Sean McVay alluded. He could also be that 3rd tight end, so his versatility earns him a roster spot. I got 2 spots left, and I'll tell you who's going to get them. We're going to have a 4th running back by the name of Jake Funk. Very good on special teams. The last spot, up between Christian Roseboom and Jake Hummel. Roseboom was pretty good on special teams, but I'm taking Jake Hummel. Again, why? No particular reason. How could we know? But I'm flipping a coin and saying Jake Hummel earns that 53rd spot. So there you have it. And who are the notable names that did not make my 53-man roster? Chandler Brewer, Christian Roseboom, we just mentioned him, the rookie Darion Kendrick. Unless he can beat out Robert Rochelle or someone else, don't think he makes it. Two safeties, Jake Gervais and the rookie Russ Yeast. Seventh round draft pick, Yeast is out. Again, Rams could trade one of those safeties, and that would open a spot for Russ. I also have Grant Haley out, Kendall Blanton, the tight end, Trevor Ankrum, Ernest Brown, second-year guy. I don't see him making this roster. The two wide receivers, J.J. Koski and Landon Akers. No to them. And Buddy Howell. I wish we had seen more of him. Big, powerful back. Guy earned a Super Bowl ring. Got on the field for special teams. So, good for him, but that may have been the peak of his career. I just wish we had seen a little bit more of him. I don't think it's going to happen next year either. So there you have it, my 53-man roster. I'll revisit this again in a month or so, perhaps. Give it another run. If you have a 53-man roster, hey, send it to me. I'll share it. And throw darts at mine all you want. We'll talk about it next episode if I hear from any of you. There you have it. That's my 53-man roster, and that's a wrap. I have a little pet peeve for you this week. I'm actually revisiting something I've ranted about a little bit. And it's this idea that the Rams have a desperate need on the edge. The guys currently on the roster are not going to be able to get it done. And the reason I'm bringing this back up, I saw an article on NFL.com, the NFL's website. A writer there listed the top 10 roster needs across the league, which rosters were in desperate need and at what position, counted down 10 to 1, and guess who was number one? The biggest need across the league, 32 teams, 32 rosters, was the Rams and the guys they have on the edge. This writer arguing that of all the position groups across the league, the most dire need was the Rams and their edge players. And he argued that the Rams are probably going to make a trade and add a guy before the trading deadline, which is entirely possible. And I could see where someone could say the Rams have some concerns, might have some concerns about depth and maybe production opposite of Leonard Floyd. But let's rewind to the beginning of 2021. Terrell Lewis was getting it done pretty darn good. He was showing some signs of being a serious contributor, a regular contributor off the edge. And Justin Hollins, he got banged up. So when he was in there, he played well. And then Oko, who has since left, good depth guy, reliable. And then along comes Von Miller. And Terrell Lewis, you go look at the snap counts and the production. Terrell Lewis loses virtually all the snap counts. They're scooped up by Von Miller, and Von Miller goes on to have a terrific season. But Terrell Lewis's season up to then, 3 sacks, was not all that bad. And this writer pointed out that nobody on the Rams roster outside of Leonard Floyd hit the 5-sack mark. Well, that was because of the presence of Von Miller. So I really have an issue with that. I kind of look at it this way. I was trying to think of an analogy. You know, these folks arguing that the Rams are in desperate need of an edge rusher. You know, let's say that you're living in Southern California, summer hits, you get the husband, the wife, a couple kids driving age, and in the parking lot, in your driveway, in the front yard, you have a Subaru, a Volvo, and an F-150 truck. You're pretty well set there, right? You know, maybe you could use another car, but you're all right. Well, there is the old Ford Taurus parked on the side, but Not sure if that's reliable at this point. A lot of miles on it. And along comes Cousin Tony. Cousin Tony's going to drop in and he's like, hey, can I stay here for the summer? And he's driving a Porsche. Suddenly, the family's taking the Porsche to the beach, well, at least two of them, taking it out for dinner. Teenage son even gets to give it a turn around the block a few times, and they're loving this Porsche, right? And the summer comes, and Tony's like, hey, going back to Vegas, it's been fun. And everybody sitting around the dinner table said, what are we going to do now? We just got the Subaru, the Volvo, and the F-150. What are we going to do? Oh, and Cousin Randy, he took the Taurus to Texas. Not sure what the heck he was thinking, but we just got these three cars. We're back to these three cars, the Subaru, the Volvo, and the F-150. And suddenly they realize, you know what? We were fine before Tony came on board for the summer, and I think we're going to be fine now. So a lot of people that making this argument that the Rams are in desperate need at the edge position are forgetting that they were one of the better defensive lines, one of the better at getting to the quarterback before Von Miller showed up. Are the Rams going to add an edge rusher? The Rams going to trade for someone? Well, that remains to be seen. Very possible. I mean, I'd like to see them add a guy, add another guy that could come off the edge and get to the quarterback. But the number one need of any position group in the entire NFL, the Rams with Leonard Floyd, Terrell Lewis, and Justin Hollins, along with Daniel Hardy and Chris Garrett, that position group is in more dire need than any other position group in the league. Not buying it. And that's all I'm going to say about that. I'll probably bring it up again in a few weeks, though, when another writer goes off on the Rams and their edge rushers. That's going to do it for this episode. Remember, you can reach us at ramsuppodcast@gmail.com. You can visit our website at ramsup.com. You'll find links to all of our episodes and a link to our YouTube channel. And you can also leave us a voicemail from our website. Don't forget to subscribe and give us that 5-star rating. It's really appreciated. And remember, keep the horns up, stay safe, and have fun out there.
Music courtesy of bensound.com and the YouTube royalty-free music audio library, Crimson Fly by Humma Humma.